Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We all want to be good people, someone who has the habit of doing good. Well, all good actions flow from four cardinal virtues, not red virtues. Cardinal, from the Latin word cardo, which means hinge. Because all good actions hinge on four virtues: prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. So if we want to be a good person, then we need to make these four habits. And the third cardinal virtue is fortitude, or courage, or bravery. This is the virtue that enables us to overcome our fears and do the right thing, even when we don't want to. Fortitude prompts us to take action and to keep going, even when we're threatened by significant suffering and loss, because we know that the good we're pursuing and protecting is more important than the good we're risking. Like St. Maximilian Kolbe, who knew that union with God and faithfulness to the truth and a willingness to forgive and that saving another human life were all more important than saving his career and all that he had built, or preserving relationships, or protecting his health, or even saving his own life. Because courage is the willingness to sacrifice lesser things for the sake of greater ones. So Kolbe spoke the truth, and it got him sent to Auschwitz by the Nazis. And he forgave those who tortured him in the death camp. And he gave away his food rations so that other prisoners could live. And finally, Kolbe traded places with a man condemned to death. And Kolbe could do all this because he was a man of courage. Question is, am I? How would I know? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Courage, or fortitude, is about overcoming fear in order to do the right thing. And fear is always a fear that we will lose some good thing, or the importance of some good. Now the primary human fear is the fear of death, because death represents the loss of every created good, of everything in this world. That's why our Lord says that no one has greater love than this, than to lay down his life for a friend. Because we are laying down our lives, we are laying down all earthly goods at our disposal. So to be really brave, we can't be dominated by a fear of death. If we are, then as the book of Hebrews says, we will be kept in slavery to the devil all our lives. But if we are willing to die and lose all earthly goods for the right cause, then we should be willing to lose some earthly goods for the right cause also. To really be brave, we have to look around at everything we care about. Family, friends, career, reputation, health, financial security. And we have to ask God to give us the grace so that, if need be, we can do the right thing, even if it means letting go of one of these, or all of these things that matter deeply to us. Because that's what courage means. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We said that fortitude is about overcoming fear in order to do what is right. But that doesn't mean that the brave person, the person with fortitude, is fearless. Quite the contrary. If somebody is fearless, it means he doesn't have fortitude. How could that be? Because fear is based on love. The only thing that makes any of us afraid is when there's something we love and we're afraid to lose it. Which means if you had no fears, it would be a sign that you had no love. You didn't love anything. And having no love, well, that's not a virtue, that's a vice. What makes a person brave isn't that they have no fears, it's that their fears, like their loves, have been put in the right order so that you love and you fear losing greater things over lesser things. And then you are willing to pursue and cling to the greater things, even if it means you lose the lesser things. So at the end of the day, courage, it's an expression of prudence. And prudence says you gotta prioritize what's most important. So again, courage is just the willingness to sacrifice lesser things for the sake of greater things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So if you want to be brave, you have to start by figuring out your priorities. You have to know what objectively matters most. What do you love the most? What do you fear losing the most? The answers to those questions should all be the same. The answers to all those questions should be God. He is objectively the most important thing there is, the best thing. We should love Him the most. We should fear losing our relationship with Him the most. That's why Scripture says that the beginning of wisdom, prudence, is fear of the Lord. We could also say that the beginning of courage is fear of the Lord, because you can only be prudent and brave if you prioritize God above all things. That will make you fear losing Him the most, and that will make you willing to sacrifice everything for Him, if need be. And that's the virtue of fortitude. Again, examining our fears will actually reveal what we love. So, what do you fear the most? Do you worry most about your career, or your kids, or finances, or your reputation, or health? If that's what worries you the most, then your priorities are out of whack. In which case, you're going to have a really hard time being brave. But if you want union with God most and fear losing Him the most, well, then you have the beginning of wisdom and you're on your way to being courageous. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
God made us a really good world, and He wants us to love created things, like our lives, our kids, our friendships, our jobs, all the material goods God has blessed us with. It's good to love these things, and it's right that we should also fear losing them. If we didn't fear losing them, it wouldn't be a sign of courage. It would just be a lack of appreciation. But we have to know that true happiness and salvation are only to be found in God. The things of this world, well, they will eventually let us down and leave us empty, but God won't. And the created persons in our lives, they can't save us, and we can't save them, no matter how much we try. But God can. So however much we love created things, we have to love God more. However much we fear losing some good thing, we should fear losing God more. And once we have those loves and fears in the right order, well, then we will know how and when to sacrifice. Because virtue is just getting our loves and fears in order. Love the lesser things less, love the greater things more. For virtue is rightly ordered love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, I'm really interested in what you were reflecting on during this rosary. But I just want to remind people that in less than a week, on May 13th, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, we're going to reconsecrate ourselves to Mary altogether. Now, we've been preparing by learning the virtues, and even if you haven't traveled with us all 33 days, it doesn't matter, because all we have to do is give ourselves to our Mother. We'll do that on May 13th during this rosary meditation. So, Teresa, what maybe surprised you or didn't surprise you, or what were you thinking about with this meditation on courage?
I think the first example that came to mind for me of this exact type of ordered priorities and courage was, I am so terrified of spiders. I hate them so much. I would rather die than see one, you know? And especially like living alone, I never want to see one because I know I have to deal with it. But I'm just terrified. But I remember when I had roommates, I just became like the bug killing machine, because I'm always very willing to step up for someone else, more so than I even am for myself. Like, if I see a spider at home, I'm like, you own this house now. It's yours. That's okay. I won't go into that room for a month. But with friends, I'm like, if you're more terrified than I am, then I'll absolutely step up. And it's almost like the fear is gone. And I think it's a really beautiful thing. But it led me down to thinking about the importance of fortitude as a virtue for parents. But also, we've talked about in the past how parenthood sort of forces people to learn how to be selfless and have the right priorities. And for many people, it's the only thing that will break them out of their selfishness.
You know, it really is amazing the way that God has structured our life to bring us along really pretty gently.
Yeah.
Very patiently. Because, you know, you think about, if you go into a room of toddlers, what's the number one word you're going to hear?
Mom? Or
maybe mom. A lot of times it's mine.
I was thinking no.
Or no.
A lot of stop that.
Yeah, from the parents you might hear no. Yeah, you'll hear mom, but a lot of times you hear mine because of original sin we come out of the womb selfish, self-absorbed. But we have to learn how to love. And so we, you know, God willing, we have siblings that we have to deal with where we have to learn to sacrifice for. And then, you know, we get into sports and you got to learn to play on a team.
Yeah.
That getting an assist is just as good as getting a basket or a goal, because the object is to win, not to be the center of attention. And then we, you know, we have dating relationships, and we get married, and we start careers, and we start to have families, and all of these things are designed to help us grow and become more mature as persons, to get out of ourselves. That's the whole point. Get out of yourself. But then we get trapped. We get trapped in thinking the most important thing is the career. Or we get trapped in thinking our kids are the most important things, or our grandkids are the most important things, or our health. Because, you know, if you lose your health, what do you got?
Yeah.
But then we get our, you see how it's set up to grow and mature, and then we get out of whack.
We sort of stop along the way and we never make it to our final destination.
That's the problem. We stop along the way and we don't make it to the final destination, which is union with God. And it's courage that helps us not to stop along the way. Because along the way, you gotta keep letting things go.
Yeah. Which is hard. I mean, that takes a lot of courage in its own right.
That's what courage is. So, I mean, for me, the trap and the reflection, or at least the examination of conscience, is what, you know, I find that it gets brought to the really very practically into existence with this when I say, you know, Lord, I really love you. I give myself to you unconditionally. Except, don't mess with the success of our profession. Don't mess with my relationships. Don't mess with my health. You know, those things are off the table. Don't mess with my kids. Other than that, God, you can do unconditionally whatever you want.
You essentially hire someone to build on your property and you say, do anything. You're the greatest builder. I want something magnificent. And then little by little, you follow them around and tell them everything they can't touch until they have a 2-foot square and they're building in a sandbox.
This is what we do with God all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's ultimately because we don't want him more than anything else. Which means we lack prudence and courage. I think the first step is just identify it.
Think of all the little things you're sacrificing big things for.
Yeah.
I even realize this just in the tiniest interactions of moments where I'm holding on to being right in a situation rather than the relationship. Which, what is being right for 5 seconds count in comparison to a lifetime friendship? But yeah, there are so many times where we see these tiny objectives and we'll throw anything out for it. Or even with parents with their kids, their kids are the greatest priority to them, but because of that, they can cause destruction everywhere else or essentially want to tear down a whole society for one kid, and then that kid has nothing because those structures that are there for them are taken away.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but
absolutely. Or we We want to cling so desperately to a relationship, or we're so afraid of harming a relationship that we deny the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We deny what's morally good.
And almost every time you're losing the thing that you're trying to protect. But it all comes back to choose first the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
And all else will follow.
Yeah, choose first union with Jesus. What do you want most? We want union with Jesus. And then we let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah.
Because no matter what happens, if we want him, he will give himself to us. And he'll take care of everything else. So we don't have to be afraid. This is the amazing thing. It's liberation from fear. We don't have to be afraid because God is our Father. He's all powerful, all knowing, all good. He can make all things work for good. So no matter what happens, he'll turn it for everyone's good who wants him.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go to Poland in June to once again go to Kolbe's monastery and then to Auschwitz, where he gave the ultimate expression of courage. It's awesome to be immersed in the lives of the saints. Everyone should read a biography of Kolbe. One of my favorites is called Forget Not Love by André Frossard. Forget Not Love. That's a great little biography to inspire you to grow in courage. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.